News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Listen closely. If you're one of these people, there are delays of up to 8 weeks in issuing new and replacement passports, which is leaving holidaymakers very, very anxious and frustrated in the days before their holidays. The passport office staff will today have to answer at the Public Accounts Committee about the backlog. Sean Fleming is the Fianna Fáil TD and chair of the Public Accounts Committee, and he's here with us this morning. Sean, first thing comes to mind, this is a perennial problem. We hear about it every year, especially in summertime. What are you going to be asking the passport office people today?
Well, first of all, I think the public are entitled to an efficient service, and if there's a timetable out there set by the passport office, how long it takes to turn an application around, they should meet their own targets. And the first thing then I have to say after that is the staff on the front line are working extremely hard, but I think there needs to be a change in culture management at the top to change the process by which most of these are actually dealt with. And I think the problems can be solved, but just for the record, every year, I've looked at the statements from the department last 5 years. Every year they say there was a special reason this year, we had a surge in applications. I can go back for the last 4 years. Same comment year in, year out. I think somebody should tell the passport office that summer comes around every year. It's not an unusual event.
So it is a seasonal thing. Forget about the extra demand with Brexit for a minute.
Yeah. Well, we'll come to that. I want to get to the bottom of it. I think that's a bit of a bluff by the department.
So you're saying that there is a deliberate bluff here, that they say this every year and it's time that they got their act together.
Last year, the total number of applications went up by only 5%. You would almost think they went up by 40% by the way they say this is an exceptional situation. This year, they're up 8% so far, which is a bit. But in fact, only 10% of all applications come from Northern Ireland and 5% come from the UK. So 85% of them are domestic, mainly through Dublin or the Cork office. So it's a bit of a stretch to blame everything on Brexit. It's a lazy approach by the department.
But what do you think? When you put it in that kind of context, it does beg the question, what do you think is going on behind the scenes? Why is there a different excuse every year?
No, it's the same excuse every year.
Well, it's a variation on the excuse. The surge in Brexit only happened in the past 2 years.
I think we'll get to the bottom of that today. It's the first time, I think, in the public record, we're going to have information on processing time, how many are dealt with in less than 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, and all that information has come to us last night. And what I'm most concerned about is the biggest route by which people apply for a passport is through Passport Express, through the post office. They have a system to turn around in 21 days or less, 21 working days. 50% of them don't meet that deadline.
We've got a texter in here already disagreeing with us, though. Lads, ordered my passport online on Saturday and received it yesterday. Great service and surprisingly efficient.
And that's where I want the passport to move. I have the figures here in front of me. 102,000 applications have come in online this year, but that's for renewal only. And over 90% of them were dealt with within 10 days. And lots of them
were dealt with. So there's some little glitch somewhere in the system then.
Well, the glitch is the Department of Foreign Affairs have to move and encourage people to go online where possible. They've been sending people down the Passport Express route, and they should put a sign up, the fast lane online, the slow lane Passport Express. And if the people knew that, they wouldn't waste their time and cause themselves unnecessary grief by going down the slow lane. And then they find their holidays are coming up. We were told it was 3 weeks. We're 6 weeks waiting and the flight is going in 2 days' time. And that's creating me.
Very finally, Sean, and very briefly, there is also a degree of individual responsibility. Like, why didn't, like, I felt like a right gob daw 2 years ago when I looked in my passport by accident and said, oh God, I thought it was another year left in it, and I was ready to go, and I had to race in and beg on hand and my knees to the passport staff, and they were very good to me. But the thing was, it was my responsibility. I was the aegis, not them, and they had to get it to me in time so I could get on the plane.
Yeah, and I accept that, and the people that are doing it online are getting a very efficient response, and you're quite right when you say that. And often it happens in a house, there are four going and one of them is out today. But the last complication is lots of countries now have a regulation that you can't travel to that country unless your passport is valid for 6 months after your return date. And a lot of people don't know about that. I've had somebody last Monday morning going to Brazil in 2 days' time. They have a valid passport to the end of the year, but this 6 month rule is catch, and they need to tell people about that up front so they can avoid these problems.
So the best advice this morning is, folks, just go to the press, check your passport and have it done well in time.
And apply online.
And apply online, yes.
I got mine within a week when I applied online.
Great system, we need to go there.
That text wasn't from him, by the way, it was from an ordinary, decent member of the public. Sean Fleming, Fianna Fáil TD and Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, thanks very much for coming in to join us this morning.